Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Welcome to your morning show leftover podcast. It is John, it is Rose, it is Hoodie.
Hey.
It's Riley's wedding weekend.
Yeah, it
very
is.
Exciting. And Hoodie informed me, because we were talking, you know, tomorrow is the big wedding and beautiful Frederick, and you informing tomorrow's the last day of what?
Of the Frederick Fair. Yeah.
So, a little bit of a rock and a hard place for us now.
Oh,
because,
no. You don't know what you're going to do?
Oh, it's the Great Frederick Fair.
It's the Great Frederick Fair.
How could you miss it?
Well, especially because, like, here, this is what I need it scheduled for tomorrow. I need to know what time the service is. And then if they're
have
doing,
you opened your invitation yet?
That's
do you know
irrelevant.
Where your invitation is?
Irrelevant. I just need to find out if there's a lapse between maybe doing photos after the ceremony so we can go then.
Like during cocktail hour, just like sneak away for a minute, ride the Ferris wheel,
win some prizes, and then go back.
So it's apparently only a couple of minutes away from where we're staying for the hotel.
Oh.
You'll probably see it.
Maybe you do it in the morning.
Listen.
It's probably better when we're a little tipsy, you know?
Of course. And it is open bar.
You could show up a little tipsy,
don't say.
Well, that's true, too.
Listen, it's going to be, I think if we get a chance to go, I think it'd be great to kidnap Marshall. Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Marshall.
Wait, what about after the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, but that's tonight. And I'm supposed to go see my friends Andrew O'Day and Ramia tonight to like.
I'm sure they would love to take Jackson to the fair.
Yeah, I want to have alcohol.
You can have alcohol.
Copies. But also, O'Day has a hot tub. That's the main.
Okay,
that's the main,
you know what? Yeah, priorities.
It's
I
a hot
get
tub,
it.
And it's also a cold
hot
tub.
Hot tub.
Damn.
Fair. Yeah. Riley's wedding. Is that the order you're going in?
Here's the thing, though. I know if I told Riley we should go to the fair, she would kill me.
But absolutely.
That'd be pretty badass photos, though, of them in the dress, like next to like the Ferris wheel.
That would be kind of cool.
Or eating a hot dog. I'm just saying.
She would never, though.
Here's what I can tell you. I don't know how I was invited to the food tasting. I don't remember how I was there, but I was there.
Because you helped save
fantastic.
The venue.
That's it. And yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that I helped do that.
They weren't very excited to see me there, but it was, it's really good. It's like crabs and there's a bunch of
nice.
Stuff, so.
Ugh.
It's going to be dope.
I'm so sad I can't go.
I don't know what I'm wearing. I have several outfits picked out.
Eric's wearing Jordans, apparently.
Are no, these the so. Jordans that he stole from Jamie?
Probably. No, he actually got
DJ
a new
Dirty
pair.
Elbows.
Let's see.
Because remember,
reluctantly coming in.
You can pull him up. I'll pull him up on Riley's mic. Can you step up to Riley's mic, please, sir?
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
And yep.
You're in the video.
And welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
Mr. Eric V. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Are you? Do you have your outfit picked out for tomorrow?
Nope.
You gonna wear the shoes?
I would like to.
Are they elbows of shoes? The ones that you stole?
Huh?
Are they elbow shoes? The Jordans?
No, there's the 13s of the black and purple.
Ooh, okay.
So
you know
all
what?
Black with a little accent purple on the bottom.
I feel like Riley would appreciate a good like shoe choice. Yeah. So if you chose the Jordans and you somehow like matched it to what you were wearing, maybe you had a little purple in your tie.
Do have a purple. I don't own a tie.
I feel like she would appreciate that.
That like. Because they're dark, I'm kind of
you're
like...
wearing black pants?
I think they're black. I don't know. I think they might be navy, or they're really dark
as long
navy.
As long as it looks close enough.
I don't want to wear a blazer.
I got to wear a blazer.
But
I
don't, why?
Not necessarily.
Where else do we wear a blazer?
You have to at least,
show.
You have to at least bring the blazer so you can see how.
You just toss it around the back. You're like...
As long as you're professional from the top up, I think you can get away with the shoes.
Who tosses the blazer around
the
back?
You know, you put it on your finger.
Yeah, people do.
I'm hitting the dusty trail.
Hitting the dusty trail.
Well, Leo DiCaprio did and Catch Me If You Can, probably.
When he was, one of those when movies.
Probably.
When he was doing the one old time.
That's a great movie.
I think you can probably wear them.
No, I definitely think you can get away with wearing Jordans to a wedding. As long as you style them correctly, you can definitely get away with it.
I mean, that's what I'm just trying to do. If not, I'll wear the Space Jams.
Those would stand out.
Those are the Space Jams.
But they're white.
No.
They're black, white sole.
Accent, yeah. But they're the Space Jam.
I feel like the black and the purple would probably be a better option.
Are you are you good at dancing in these, Jordan?
No, I'm not dancing at all.
You're not. No, you. Here's the thing. You're going to do the Ben Straw drink, like, sway that you do.
What if there's somebody, what if there's a senorita there that you find interesting?
Okay, great. Oh, I got to go home and take care of Max.
Listen, two responsibilities. There's a lot of Latins in that room.
That's great. I know what it's like. You don't, Bobby.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying for you. I'm saying, like, this could be it.
For me.
This
This could be a rum springer.
John.
No, John. Out of anybody in this room, you need a rum springer more than anyone.
I do not. I'll have two dogs in my room.
And put them out.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Tie them up somewhere.
Do not have a rum springer at Riley's wedding.
Water and
rum
food.
Rum springer.
So no, please don't do
this
to Riley.
There's a lot that can go wrong this weekend, but it's going to go all right.
Why is the candle on, by the way?
Say,
why not?
Because I lit it. Because the room needs some cleaning.
Yeah, because it stinks. Because Emily's going to text me later being like, were the dogs in here? Because it stinks.
No, why?
No, she asked the other day.
Now it smells like...
The dogs
not
weren't
in a bad
day.
Way. No, yeah,
Lavender
she's wondering.
Wait, what day was that?
Tuesday morning? But I think it was somebody else's dog that was here.
Yeah, they didn't... These guys...
Because now you've started this trend where everyone brings their dog to work.
Yeah, I'm the first, though. So...
Yeah. Mm. So they attack somebody on the air.
First of all, that was 2 weeks ago where Skittles went down to see Elliot unannounced and just jumped on him. And I said to Elliot, "My hey, I'm really sorry." He goes, "Dude, it's okay. He just scared the poo out of me."
Well, yeah.
You're lucky he's a cool dude because that would have been a fun email to get.
Also, Skittles is a good boy. Oh. He's just very, now I don't know why.
He's just so friendly.
Also, how he got down there undetected.
You went to the bathroom.
Yes, and nobody was like, hey, he ran out.
To be fair, they are your dog, yeah, so they're your responsibility.
Sure.
And they kind of have free reign whenever you bring them in. Like, the studio door is pretty much always open. You don't lock them in.
It's been closed since the last
Last. That's probably a good call.
Yeah.
Or we just not bring him in anymore.
No.
You can't leave him alone. It's so sad.
Why? They do nothing to bother you?
Why do you hate them? No, they don't.
They don't walk around and wander, and they wander around them. They're screaming, chewing, and skeet, whatever.
How many times did you yell chewing and skeet today?
None, because we kept the door closed, thank God. But, you know, whatever.
When do you get Max a dog? Boy needs a dog.
He asked my mom last night.
We're, French bulldog, right?
I would love a Frenchie. We are currently living with them, and she looked at him dead in the face, and she said, "No way, sir.
Aww.
No way, sir. No way, sir."
Did you say in English or Spanish?
She said in English. That means it's
she is serious about
when
that.
She speaks the English. You're in trouble.
No but way, little French sir. Bulldogs are so cute. My mother-in-law has one, and her name is Ruby, and she's so sassy, and I just love her. I'm going to go see her today.
Our another boss, Dustin, has a beautiful Frenchie.
It's gray or whatever.
I love looking at it on Instagram. Beto Rosa said, "No way, sir." So that
no
means
no way, sir. Aww.
Into a kid. Well, that's cold.
Into
here's
Max.
The thing.
Not just
like,
a kid. Yeah. Max.
You are planning on getting your own place eventually again, right?
This goddamn condo.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if you can say that. Yeah, let's bleep that out.
It's a podcast.
So when you get your own place, you can get Max a dog.
Yeah, I would like to get Max a dog around when he gets eight or nine-ish.
So why?
He learns a little more responsible because then he can walk it. I don't want to walk it.
You're gonna let your 8 or 9 year old just walk the dog by himself?
I did.
He has the same rule for going to Disney with Max too.
Yeah.
Boy.
Eight or nine. To remember it.
There's a great joke. Nate Bargatze, if you've not watched his specials on Netflix, he's hilarious because he's so dry. But he talked about bringing his daughter to Disney at 4. Like, you shouldn't do that. She's not going to remember it. He goes, well, I also didn't leave her stuck in a closet as a kid because she wouldn't remember it either. I'm like, that's kind of makes sense.
That's fair.
Like, it's like, yeah.
Also, sometimes it's a little bit more for the parent than it is for the kid.
Yeah. No, it's just funny logic.
Would remember being stuck in a closet at that age, too.
So. Harry Potter didn't. He became a wizard.
He remembered.
Yeah, he got back. He got Voldemort back. He got him back.
Eric, what do you think happens to Harry Potter? Have you ever, you showed me somebody who's never seen Harry Potter.
Wait, did you say Voldemort?
Voldemort
isn't the one that put him in a closet.
Can I tell you that when the first one came out, I was kind of working at Toys R Us, and I might have...
Kind of working?
Me and a coworker must have...
Julian?
A female coworker. Went back to her house and started watching it and might have had intercourse during the first one.
Stop.
So I can't really watch the Sorcerer's Stone, is that one?
Yeah. What was it about? The Quidditch? Hagrid? Which part about the first one really did it for you guys?
I think it was just the whole thing.
Hagrid?
Yeah.
Hagrid got me going, Poppy.
The Weasleys?
Yeah, so
hell that
really
is
happened.
Happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really happened.
All right, well,
didn't need to know that. Wizard, thank you for ruining my whole weekend.
Hedwig
with
comes
that.
In, and there we go. make sure you follow along on Instagram at Riley's Instagram at Riley Couture this weekend for wedding and quality updates next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.